Hello, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast, the show where we provide organizing tips and solutions so you can get organized, simplify your life, and create more time so you can do the things you love to do. I am your host, Kath McEwen, and myself and my team help those with clutter clear their clutter, get organized, and pack and unpack. We help organize homes and offices and also help organize moves. So you ready? Let's get organized. Hi, and welcome to the Organize for Success podcast. I'm your host, Kathy McEwen, and today I'm going to be covering how to encourage a messy partner to get organized. But before I get started, I just wanted to quickly mention that if you want additional organizing tips, then feel free to follow me on Instagram at Kathy Organizes. That's at KathyOrganizes. That's at Kathy Organizes. Or hop into our Facebook group, which is called Organize for Success. I would love to see and connect with you over there. All right, so let's get started. How to encourage a messy partner to get organized. By the way, listen to the end of this episode because there is one circumstance where everything I am saying, it will actually not work. And I'm going to go through that at the end and explain why. Also, at the end, I'm going to mention a couple of our episodes that I've done that you may find really interesting because it is related to this episode as well. So I'm going to tell you about those at the end as well. So once again, there's one circumstance where everything I'm going to talk about today in this episode, it just won't work. But we're going to go on. So first off, have a heart-to-heart with your partner. Explain specifically what's frustrating you and how you feel because of it. And try to keep, you know, the items that you're going to talk to your partner about maybe just three or less, because if you have a long list of things that you want to tell your partner, that just is overwhelming and they may feel like they're being attacked. So start by explaining one thing, and that you can start by saying, hey, you know what? I really don't like coming home to the way it looks. It makes you feel overwhelmed and it is stressful when you see a lot of clutter and you can't find what you're looking for. So just let them know that. Let them know by starting by just saying, I don't like coming home to this mess. I feel so stressed and overwhelmed every day when I walk in here, and just let them know how you feel. Then I want you to focus on one small area of your home and explain to your partner how you want that area to look. So for example, maybe it's an area where you watch TV. Maybe there's lots of clutter in that area and you want to have that tidy, or maybe it's the kitchen pantry, but start by explaining how you want to get it organized and how you also want it to stay organized. Work in one area at a time so it's not too overwhelming for your partner. Just explain, this is what I'd love to see happen, and this is what I'd love to see how to keep it organized, which, you know what, that may work for your partner too, because maybe they would find it easier as well if it's able to stay organized. Also, try to understand why your partner is messy and ask them to explain it, because there's so many different reasons why people are messy, and it's good to find out why. So is their job so busy that it leaves them without the energy to pack up after themselves? Or put things back. So once again, is their job so busy it leaves them without the energy to pack up or pick up after themselves or put things back in its place? Or do they think they're keeping a clean and organized home, but it's just not to your standards? Because sometimes what one person thinks is tidy is not always the same as what another person thinks is tidy. So for them, maybe, for example, they find that their kitchen counter is tidy when there's enough space to just be able to make dinner. So that's maybe tidy to them. Hey, it's tidy. I can make dinner. I have enough space. Everything's good. But there still could be maybe seven appliances on the kitchen counter, which causes stress for you because you find it's still too cluttered. So have a discussion with them. Find out why they have this mess, and also discuss what a mess is to your standard compared to theirs. And maybe they just don't prioritize an organized home like you do. So find that out. Or maybe they grew up in a home where they weren't allowed to play and be messy. So now that they have their own house and their own place, they are messy. And that happens sometimes when you grow up in a home where it's actually very structured and very organized. It could have one of two ways. You could grow up being the exact same way your parents were, or you could be the opposite and feel like, you know what, I couldn't do anything at home. I am going to do what I want here. And that can cause mess. So just have that discussion with them. Also, have them help you create systems to keep the house organized so they understand the process and how it will work. Get them involved, right? Ask them, how is this going to help you stay organized, and get them to help you create the systems. You could also create a schedule so they know exactly what they are responsible for and when. And I got to tell you about this story. I once had a spouse that was so messy. And I would ask him to help with the chores around the house. And every time I did, he felt like I was nagging him and he couldn't do it. And he was probably right. I probably was nagging because I'd ask him over and over and over and over to do something. And he never did. And it would drive me crazy. So what I decided to do is I wrote a list of items I wanted him to do. There was maybe four or five, no more than that. Just, you know, four or five items on a list. And I would post that on the fridge. And the items were like vacuum the main level or empty the dishwasher or tidy up the bathroom. And you're not going to believe this, but it actually worked. I didn't have to tell him by speaking anymore because he thought I was nagging and I hated it. It stressed me out. I didn't want to have to tell him over and over. All I did was write it on the fridge and say to him, this is where your list of things to do. And he would actually go over to the list, read it, go do the task, and then cross it off. I couldn't believe it. It was that easy. Now, I'm not saying all partners will do that, but it definitely worked for me because he felt like I was bossing him or nagging him. And it worked for me because he did the work and I didn't have to say a darn thing. Just put the list on the fridge. It was great. You can also start by trying to have your partner do the things that they enjoy. So, you know, if they like to be outside, for example, then maybe they could focus on the outdoor chores, or maybe they could organize the garage or the shed. You know, have them start by doing things that they like to do. And also, for example, if they enjoy cooking, make them responsible for the organization of the kitchen, the food and the appliances, and explain to them it's easier for you to cook if it's organized. So that'll be one area that they could focus on. And I'm not saying that that is all your partner should do, but it is a start. I firmly believe that if you and your partner both have busy schedules, then you need to divide up the chores equally. It's only fair. I know it's not always like this in every single household, but it's only fair. So for starters, you can always start with maybe the area that they wouldn't mind doing, get them in the habit of doing that, and then you can work on other areas as well. By the way, when you do see your partner putting in the effort of organizing or following a system that you created together, then praise them, because positive reinforcement motivates people to keep trying and it makes them feel good. So praise them. Let them know how great they did and that you're so happy that they did it. That does help. Also, maybe you need to take a look at yourself. And if there's anything that your partner does that you cannot stress about anymore. So for example, if your partner sometimes leaves his or her keys on the counter, is it okay? Can you let that go? Ask yourself if it's worth getting upset about. Because sometimes we got to let the little things go and just focus on more of the bigger things. So just something you can think about. Take a look at yourself and see if there's anything you can chill about. By the way, if your partner is really important to you and you don't want the clutter to ruin your relationship and you're having a hard time with the clutter, then you may want to invest in having home organizing company come into your home on a regular basis to keep your home organized. So we have some clients that have us come in once a month, once every 2 months, sometimes once every 6 months. It really depends on the client, but it just helps with the relationship because we just come in and tidy everything up for them. And our clients say it is worth every penny. So I'm not sure if that's in your budget, but it does help. Even if you got a home organizing company come in once a year, every 6 months or something, it does help. Now, once a year, you you might have a very full house, a very messy house if it's once a year. But any help is better than no help, I would say. It's usually better if you can do a maintenance program where it's like once a month or something. Okay, so I gave you a few examples of how to encourage a messy partner to get organized. And at the beginning of this episode, I mentioned that there will be one circumstance where none of this will work. And that is if your partner is a hoarder. If your partner is a hoarder, I highly recommend counseling for yourself, for your partner, and for the two of you together, because that will help. Just making a list on a fridge is not going to help. Explaining your situation to them and saying how stressful this is to you is not going to help. Unfortunately, they need more than that. So that's the one time where I was going to say it just doesn't work. You're going to need that additional counseling or therapy. And actually, you don't even have to be a hoarder to go to counseling. But if your partner is a hoarder, then counseling will be needed. Working with a professional therapist is best. By the way, speaking of therapy, did you know that I interviewed Dr. Robin Zazio from the show The Hoarders? I sure did. And it was a very informative episode. So feel free to check it out. It was episode number 27, and it's titled An Interview with Dr. Robin Zazio from The Hoarders Show. Check it out. It's a good one. Also, one last thing I wanted to mention is that if you're not sure if your partner is a hoarder or not, then check out our episode number nine, which is called Four Types of Disorganization. And one of the types that I cover is hoarding, but there's three other types as well. So if you're not sure if your partner is a hoarder or maybe yourself, then definitely listen to episode number nine, which is called Four Types of Disorganization. And as I mentioned, I do cover hoarding in there. Okay, so that's it for this episode. Have a great week. Don't forget to come hang out with me on Instagram at Kathy Organizes or Facebook in the Organize for Success group. That's the Facebook group. Have a great week, everyone, and see you next time.